Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio, your intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. My name is Fred Fleitz. I'm a senior vice president with the Center for Security Policy, and I am substituting for my boss, Frank Gaffney, the center's president, who is on a well-earned vacation. I have three excellent guests today, but I wanted to first do a short monologue on recent developments concerning North Korea. Now, I talked about North Korea yesterday, but something big happened, and that was after I did my show, there was a stunning Washington Post story that said that North Korea is now capable of miniaturizing nuclear warheads that could be fit into ballistic missiles, including ICBMs. Now, the media went wild on this story and said it indicated that we are moving into a whole new phase of the North Korean threat. This Washington Post story, which was co-authored by Joby Warwick, Ellen Nakashima, and Anna Fifield, also said that our intelligence community has concluded that North Korea may have as many as 60 nuclear weapons. Now, I explained yesterday that there were a variety of estimates on how many nuclear weapons North Korea has. Generally, most experts were saying 10 to 20, but there were some estimates by Chinese experts and by the Institute for Science and International Security of possibly 40 or 50 weapons. So this is within the realm of what other experts thought, maybe a little bit higher. There's something about this story that the mainstream media doesn't know. And I explained this on Fox and Friends this morning, and I wanted to mention it to you now. According to this Washington Post story, the Defense Intelligence Agency recently concluded that North Korea can make these miniaturized nuclear warheads that can fit in ballistic missiles, and that this is a major development. But in fact, Congressman Doug Lamborn accidentally disclosed this to a House Armed Services Committee hearing in 2013, and this was covered by the news media. But what's interesting here is that after Lamborn made this disclosure, the Obama administration went out of its way to hide it, to discredit it. The director of national intelligence said, well, that's just DIA's position. It is not the view of other intelligence agencies. And Obama officials went out of their way to ignore this or to belittle this conclusion by the Defense Intelligence Agency. So why did it do that? Well, the reason is the Obama administration was pursuing a strategy of strategic patience concerning North Korea. This was really a policy to do nothing and to kick this problem to the next president. So what is the Trump administration doing? It realizes that this is too serious a problem to ignore and to kick down the road. So what we saw yesterday was not a leak. It was an authorized disclosure of information. And the purpose of this was to advance the Trump administration's policy to address the threat from North Korea. If this was a leak, we would have heard White House officials complaining that this is a leak and there's going to be investigations. You know, it is appropriate to disclose information in certain circumstances to advance policy. This is using intelligence to advance our national security. It is done all the time. So when the Washington Post ran this, I don't think they realized that they actually were helping Mr. Trump advance his policy. Don't tell that to Jeff Bezos. He's not going to be pleased. And the purpose of this is to follow up on what happened last weekend when the toughest sanctions to date were imposed by the UN Security Council. But as I explained in my last monologue, there are problems with these sanctions because they will do nothing. They will not be effective unless China enforces them. And I think the disclosure yesterday of this information from the Defense Intelligence Agency and the very strong warning in response by President Trump has one purpose. It's to put pressure on China to, for once, start complying with Security Council sanctions that are intended to stop these extremely dangerous North Korean nuclear and missile programs. We have to have China make a decision that this is such a serious situation that it has to put the pressure on North Korea it has to date refused to put on to stop these programs. And there are many, many things that China could do. As you may know, there were sanctions implemented last November that put a cap on iron ore and coal exports from North Korea to China. Well, what happened? China ignored this cap, and North Korea's trade with China increased by 37% in the first quarter of 2017, and its iron ore exports increased by 250%. This is where North Korea is getting the funds it's using to make all these missiles, to conduct all these nuclear tests. These programs cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And North Korea is getting these dollars, this hard currency, from China because China has refused to abide by the sanctions resolutions that are intended to send a message to North Korea and hopefully change its behavior. Now, North Korea has predictably threatened the United States in response to these new sanctions. It's threatened to attack Guam. Look, that's not going to happen. We know that North Korea is developing more advanced ballistic missiles, but they are notoriously inaccurate. And I think it's very unlikely that North Korea could hit Guam. And if North Korea fired a missile in the direction of Guam, the U.S. would shoot it down, and the retaliation against North Korea would be quite severe. I don't think it's going to do that, but it is the type of bellicose threat that we've come to expect from North Korea whenever we take action. The key is, how will China follow up? Will China realize that we have a president in the White House who is not going to lead from behind? He's not going to bow to foreign leaders. He is not going to pursue a policy of strategic patience and try to kick this inconvenient problem down the road. President Trump and his advisors realize that the trajectory of North Korea's nuclear missile programs is so worrisome that we very well could have a war, possibly by miscalculation, if something is not done to stop it. Why would North Korea be developing ICBMs? One can understand, and I don't want to say I understand, but I mean, if North Korea wanted to argue we have nuclear weapons as a deterrent, that's one thing. But to build ICBMs that in theory, and the missiles fired in July in theory, could strike the east coast of the United States if they had their maximum estimated range. This is not a state that is looking to protect itself. This is a state that is preparing for offensive combat. I don't know what the purpose of this is. Will North Korea sometime try to use its nuclear missile arsenal to blackmail the world to absorb South Korea into North Korea? If North Korea develops H-bombs, and it's going to have H-bombs someday. I know some experts have said North Korea could have H-bombs within a couple of years. From the nuclear physicists I've talked to, they don't believe that, but they do believe that North Korea is trying to perfect this extremely complex technology. But someday North Korea is going to get there. H-bombs could be 100 times more powerful than the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And you know, we're talking about a cataclysmic nuclear encounter that would have an effect on this planet and Asia that I don't think we want to think about. So what we saw yesterday, I think, was a very careful and very clever strategy to send a message not just to North Korea, not just to the American people, but a message to China that the President of the United States sees this as a very dire and growing problem, and a problem that he is simply not going to ignore. And I think there will be additional sanctions taken against North Korea outside of the UN, And if China does not comply, I think there will be sanctions against China. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio. My name is Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney. Next up, syndicated columnist Diana West will discuss with me the growing controversies concerning National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster. Stay tuned.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.